Blackstone Audio presents My Father at 100 by Ron Reagan. To all the family members whose stories I never knew, and to Doria, whose story is forever intertwined with my own. Introduction. Through the sepia of the old photograph, I can make out the man, his left foot casually crossed over the right, leaning against the corner post of a storefront window display. He has removed his jacket, keeping buttoned a vest of dark wool that matches his neatly pressed trousers. With his arms folded, his white shirt sleeves cross his chest, revealing stiffly starched cuffs fastened by cufflinks. A bright white collar with a dark necktie snugly knotted beneath sets off a noticeably bronzed complexion, but the features of his face, awash in morning sunlight, are hard to make out beyond a thick flop of hair over the left brow and a pair of noticeably prominent ears. Above him, a sign announces, "Clothing Sale." I read the handwritten inscription on the picture's lower border. Suppose you know the fellow in his shirt sleeves. It takes me a moment to put things together, but then I suppose I do. The man in the doorway of the H.C. Pitney Variety Store in Tampico, Illinois, is my grandfather, John Edward Jack Reagan. The photograph appears to have been taken between 1906 and 1914, right around the time of my father's birth, which would put Jack in his mid to late 20s. The inscription, written years later by his wife Nellie, my grandmother, was most likely intended for one of her two sons, John Neal Moon or Ronald. This is the first time I've laid eyes on it. I'm sitting in the research room of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Library.